you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today I wanted to discuss something that is definitely something that I struggle with and have to be very aware of in order to do better and to make wise decisions, and that is stress eating. Now, stress eating is something, like I said, it's just something that I've been dealing with, and there are times when and stress eating for some of us, it can be triggered by the most little of things, or it can be something serious. I know that sometimes people, well, including myself, especially during finals, when I was in college, during finals or midterms, I would stress out a lot, and I would just want to eat like a lot of snacks. One, I wanted to eat a lot of snacks while I was studying just to kind of help keep me awake, or just because I was stressed out. So, and when you're staying up late, studying or waking up early and things like that, then you don't always, it's easy to make unwise decisions when it comes to eating and what you're eating, because you just want something quick, you want something fast, whatever it may be. And so, but then there are also reasons why people stress eat. It could be due to work. It could be work related stress. Maybe you're working on a budget. You may be working on a project. You may be working to try to get a job. Maybe you don't even have a job. You're unemployed right now and nothing seems to be going your way. Maybe you are, you know, you've been getting in trouble because things just haven't been going smoothly, and so you're at risk of losing your job. There's lots of stress related to work. It could just be you're tired, so you stress eat, emotional eat, or just make poor decisions because you're really tired and you don't feel like cooking. You don't feel like it. You don't feel like getting out of bed, let alone cook. It could be due to financial struggles. Again, this is kind of loops back to work related, but it could just be something terrible happened. Maybe you got into a car accident, and so you have to deal with taking care of all of that. Perhaps, like in my family's case, my brother just randomly, while he was working out, tore his Achilles tendon. That's not something that you plan for. That's not something that you budget for necessarily. And so that can be a hardship, getting injured, just relationship, or maybe you guys just broke up with someone that you've been with for a while, or maybe somebody just broke up with you, or maybe your best friend and you are in a hard space. I know that when I was in college, I was going through a really difficult time with my best friend in college, and she and I were going through this really long, rough patch, and I gained a lot of weight during that time because I was always at home. I didn't want to go out, and all I did while I was at home was eat, and it just made me feel better. And I thought that it was, you know, it was kind of like when you put a Band-Aid over a really big wound, like it helps kind of ish, but not really. And then you get sad because you know that you're eating too much and you're not eating healthy. And then you eat more because you're sad because you're not eating healthy. I don't know. It's just one of those cycles that can happen. And it happens to the best of us. It happens to most of us. Maybe, you know, I don't know, stress eating can affect you in more ways than one. It could be that you do really well when people are around, but then once you get home, you snack, or you enjoy like cake all the time, whatever it may be. I love chips. I love cake. I love desserts. I love ice cream. Ice cream, not so much. I would take a cupcake over ice cream. Just saying, that's my food of choice if I'm going to be stress eating, or just like a lot of soup, like Korean food. My mom's half Korean, so Korean food for me is comfort food. So a lot of rice and things like that. So anyway, so this episode, I wanted to discuss some things that, we kind of already dove into what could be the cause of stress eating, as well as ways to deter yourself or ways to get a handle on stress eating, as well as what to eat instead. Because, you know, it's just a reaction, but you can make healthier choices, wiser choices to help relieve stress, or B, just to eat instead of all the cake, to eat instead of all the fast food and things like that. So I just wanted to give you guys, of course, some tools and some pointers on what to do instead. Now, food, I think that one reason why people deal with and struggle with emotional eating or stress eating is because it's a distraction. You know, you can eat something that reminds you of home if you're away from home. You could eat something that reminds you of a special time or a special person. So like for me, I think that's what Korean food, it reminds me of my mom. When I'm missing my mom, or when I'm missing my grandma, or just generally sad, I want to eat Korean food because it makes me feel good. It makes me feel comfortable. And, you know, just cooking Korean food even reminds me of my grandma and things like that. Just going shopping for Korean food and being around Korean people reminds me of my mom, reminds me of my grandma. So it serves as a distraction. And again, like for me, it links me back to something that is pleasant. And so that is another reason why people overeat, or you just overeat because you may have, you know, you're just hitting a rough patch in your life. So it could just help to just get your mind off of everything that you're doing. And it's a time, it's a reprieve, it's an alone time, it's time just for yourself. You get to choose what you eat. You can eat something sweet, something fun, something sour. I don't know if you're somebody that wants something sour, something warm, maybe whatever it may be. People have their different reasons as to why they pick certain foods when they stress eat. But overall, it's a distraction, is the main point. Two, it does remind you of something more pleasant, or you start to feel better. Sometimes people, when they have candy or sweets, they just feel better. Or it's just the whole experience of cooking the food, eating the food, enjoying everything is just what gets your mind off of it. So those are some reasons why people stress eat. And so when we come back from this quick break, I want to discuss some ways to get a handle on stress eating, because some of us fall deeper than others. Some of us, we may only stress eat, during finals week, and every other time it's okay. Like we're able to kind of cap it off. But then sometimes when you stress eat, it can snowball. And then you realize that you're just eating more and you're just getting more sad, and it's not really helping because you haven't really solved the problem that's causing it, which could be, you know, you need to write that essay, you need to get that project done, you need to develop that budget, you need to, whatever it may be, fix that relationship with a loved one. So it doesn't really, it's just like a mask. It just masks the problem. It doesn't really solve the problem. And it can sometimes lead to bigger problems. And so when we come back from this quick break, I want to discuss some ways to get a handle on it, as well as some things that we can enjoy instead, and some like foods that may help us with our stress. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch.
whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today this episode is dedicated to stress eating, and which, like I said earlier in the show, it's something that affects more of us than you would think, but some people are able to get a better handle on it. Some people are better at dealing with it and putting it away. Some people... but then there are some of us that it spirals and it becomes worse for us. And so, which, you know, everybody has a thing that they have to deal with. And I had admitted earlier in the episode that I do stress eat as well. And I emotionally eat. I eat when I'm emotional. I crave certain things. I want certain things. I have to have certain things when I feel like I'm sad. And so it's something that you have to work with and you have to deal with, and you have to just learn from it and recognize it. I think that's a big deal, is just recognizing when you are stress eating. And just like, for some people, they're able to say no, like really easily and off the bat. But for some others, it's a little bit more difficult. So I wanted to give some tips on how to, you know, how to stop stress eating, or how to make that transition of getting a handle on it a tad bit easier for you. So my first tip, and this is kind of like one of those tried and true things that you really have to pay attention, you have to actually do it for it to work, but keeping a food diary and writing down what you eat, how much you ate, what time you ate it. So like when you ate it, what were you doing? Do you recognize a trigger? Was it after your boss just got done yelling at you? Was it after a big fight with your spouse, your loved one? Was it during finals week for like people such as myself back when I was in college? What is kind of like that trigger? When is this happening? Is it always in the morning? Is it always at night? Is it always after, right after the gym? So when, and how are you feeling when you eat it? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling angry? Are you feeling bored? Are you feeling that, you know, you're feeling helpless? Whatever those emotions that you are feeling at that time, write it down. And write down, how hungry are you? Am I hungry? Am I actually really hungry? Or am I just eating this because I am sad? Am I eating this because I just got into an argument? Why am I eating this? Am I truly hungry, or am I just eating to distract, to supplement, to divert my attention? And then you can use it, because then you could kind of start to see a pattern. You can see if it's always 11 a.m. after dropping off your kids at school and dropping your kids off at school, and you get home and you realize that you're bored and you have nothing else to do. Is it, you know, maybe that's something that's a pattern. Maybe you notice that every Tuesday, maybe every Friday night after, I don't know, seeing your boyfriend, seeing your girlfriend, that you go home and you stress eat, or whatever it may be. You'll start to notice patterns. You'll start to notice patterns in your emotions. You'll start to notice patterns in your feelings. You'll start to notice patterns in the, perhaps even the time of day or the day of the week. Maybe it's every Sunday after church. Maybe it's, I don't know, every Saturday night before church. I don't know. You'll get your patterns together and you'll be able to see plainly, and you'll see a pattern. You can recognize it. So that can kind of help you to, when those symptoms, emotions, feelings, connections start being brought up and you notice it, then you can maybe divert it. Maybe you could stop having arguments with your daughter every Friday night, or maybe you could stop getting nervous and anxious, or figure out what is causing you to be nervous and anxious and stress eat before giving a presentation at work. If you have to do meetings every Monday morning, then maybe that's something that you recognize and something that you could change. And then also, stress management. So trying to like just manage your stress. Maybe you notice that you really don't have any disconnection time, any time where you're just disconnected from your phone, from people, from everything, just by yourself. Maybe you need some stress release time. So you need to incorporate exercising. Maybe you need to incorporate just straight up sitting in your room in the dark by yourself. like, I don't know. So I, you know, sometimes just having the lights off, that was, you know, you eliminate some of that extra stimulus, and that does help sometimes. It's some stress release time where it's just you. And then also you'll be able to recognize, and this goes back to kind of tracking, recognizing, are you eating because you're hungry, or are you eating because you're emotional? And that can kind of help you get a handle on it, as well as fighting boredom. Maybe you notice that you always snack just because you're bored, or you always snack because you're watching TV. You always snack because after, maybe you notice that after you get home on Sundays after church that you eat a lot in the afternoon because you're bored. And because there's nothing else to do, because for the rest of the evening, you're just relaxing until and preparing for your work week. So, you know, fighting boredom, maybe, you know, distracting yourself, doing something else, distracting yourself, picking up a hobby, distracting yourself, going on a walk with your dog, reading, going, calling a loved one, calling a friend, visiting a loved one, you know, setting up a date to go spend time and just have coffee with someone that you haven't spent time with. Let's see, taking away temptation as well. Just not having it in the house does help. But then you also have to make sure that you don't go buy the food on the way or stop off at McDonald's, because you're emotional, but just not buying the food. And then also, or not just the food, it could be drinks. It could be, candy. It could be whatever it is. Just not having it always in the house kind of helps too. Cause then you can decide, just, you know, you might be craving it, but then like me, I'm really lazy. So, as far as like when I get home and I get comfortable, I don't like to leave the house. So if I don't have snacks and all these temptations around me in physically in my house, quick access, then I'm most likely not going to eat it, because I'm not going to get out of my bed or get out of my sweats and put clothes on and do my hair just to make a quick run to go get cake or something like that. Very rarely will I do that, because I'm already settled in and I feel, oh, I don't really want to get out of bed, or I don't really want to be around people. So you don't eat because you're just like, you just don't feel like it. You don't feel like going to get it. And then also, getting support. Maybe you've realized that you truly do give in to emotional eating and that you just need support. Maybe the people that you live with that can help you, maybe your coworkers. I know that a lot of us spend more time, unfortunately, at work or with our coworkers than we do with our family. There's been days where I won't see my mom like all day long because I leave really early to get here to the studio, and she's still asleep. And then when I go straight from the studio to my second job and I don't get home till later on in the evening, that sometimes she's already settled down in bed and we only have maybe like 45 minutes to catch up on our day, and then we both go to sleep. And so sometimes your coworkers may be a better, or may just be not better necessarily, but an easier way to get that support, because they spend so much time with you and they're able to see you. There's a lady that I work with at my other job, and her addiction, and it truly is, she's addicted to them, is energy drinks. And now this isn't really necessarily stress eating or stress drinking, but this is something that she is really, that has really gotten a hold of her, and she's noticed, because she's had some health things before in the past. And so she's really, you know, approaching life in a more healthier aspect. And so she told every single one of us that work with her that this is her goal, that her goal is to not have energy drinks at all anymore, and that she cut it cold turkey, that she's done. And so, and it was really funny, because the other day I saw her crack open a tall can, and I wasn't sure what it was, and I glanced over and I was watching her, because I saw her open it and, you know, crack the top. I saw her open it, but she was still working, so she hadn't taken a sip out of it yet. And I kind of like scooted over real close to her so I could see what the can read, because I wasn't sure what the can was. And it was just sparkling water, so it was fine. It was nothing that big of a deal. And then she looked at me and we both laughed, and I told her, I was like, I was just, you know, coming over to inspect what this can was filled with. I didn't know what it was, because I don't drink energy drinks, and there are so many types of different energy drinks. People really know about like Monster and Red Bull, but there's lots of other, there's even like organic energy drinks that you can get. And so I wasn't quite sure, and I wasn't familiar with what that can was. And so I glanced over and we started laughing, like I said, because I was like, well, I was being nosy because I was going to snatch that can out of your hand if it was an energy drink. And, you know, and she was really thankful that I, one, cared that much, and two, that I was keeping her accountable and that I was being nosy and that I was watching out for her well-being, because that was something. And she said that is a reason why I told everyone, because I wanted you guys to help me and be proactive and to support her if she did have a moment of, you know, a moment of weakness, and that she appreciated it. And so sometimes people that we work with, if we just let them know that, you know, I'm really trying hard not to always eat cake in the afternoon. And I keep saying cake because I love cake. That's really my thing. Or I'm trying really hard not to have 4, you know, macchiatos every day because I just sit here and I just drink them, and I'm really trying to cut back on that habit. Or you can tell them, I don't, you know, don't offer me donuts every morning because I'm trying to get over that, because I don't eat just one donut. I eat 4 or 5 donuts, and it's really, you know, taking a toll on my health, and it's just making me feel, you know, just whatever it may be, just letting them know that that's something that you're working with, and that, and it doesn't have to be everybody that you work with. It could just be the people closest to you, your boss, if you're close with them, whatever is best for you. And so with that, I'm going to cut it to my last break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you guys some ideas on what we can eat instead of picking out on cake all the time, even though I know, but we just gotta, these are just ways that we can all help one another, because like I said, even I struggle with this as well. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I will be right back.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. And so to round off this episode of the podcast, I wanted to give some tips, some suggestions on things that we can eat during these periods of these stressful periods, because I mean, with life, there's always going to be stress. And so you're not going to be able to completely rid your life of stress. And if you can, that is pretty amazing. And I guess in a way that would be kind of stressful, because then what is your, I don't know. I guess I would be stressed out if I had no stress, because then that means, like, if you don't have any stress, I guess you're just living by yourself in a hut or something, a home, an abode. And you, but even if you lived, see, that's my thing. Cause even if you live by yourself, with, let's say, one dog, and you grow your vegetables, so you grow all your food, and you live on like a farm, or not a farm, but like on acreage, you would still kind of have stress though, because one, what are you going to eat every day? So you have to be stressed about your vegetables. What if your crops don't yield any fruit? Then you're stressed. What if your dog gets sick? And because you live on all this acreage, you have to drive into town. That's kind of stressful, because you don't know if your dog's going to make it, if it takes you 45 minutes to get to the nearest town, let alone to the nearest veterinarian if your town is small. I don't know. And then you're stressed because you have to fix the leaky roof every time your roof gets leaky. So I don't know. You're still stressed out even if you live by yourself, and even if you are away. I don't know. I guess even in a simple life, you have simple stress. So there's always going to be stress in your life. So there's no way to really avoid that sensation, that emotion, that state of being. But we can definitely learn how to deal with it. We can learn how to manage it. And we can also learn how even certain foods can help us control it and manage it. if we try to, versus like instead of eating foods that temporarily make us happy or temporarily like we think in our minds is making us happy with like a lot of sugar and things like that. Instead of doing that, we can actually eat some foods that truly do help us and can help us release certain hormones within our body and things like that, that can help us to stabilize ourselves. And now when I say this, I don't mean that this is going to be a cure all, that this is going to solve all of your problems by any means. That is not what I mean. But this is just little things that we can have during a stressful time, like when you're studying for a final, when you're trying to meet a deadline on a work project, when you find yourself at home working on something. Maybe you're a writer, maybe I don't know, maybe you're your own business owner, just things that can help you with stress during tax season. I don't know, just things like that. So one suggestion is a whole grain, like, well, not just a whole grain cracker, but a snack made up of whole grain crackers with a nut butter. And so the science or the method, the meaning behind this is that the whole grain crackers are rich in complex carbs. So that's really good for helping to stabilize your blood sugar levels, as well as the nut butter having protein and healthy fats, which can also help contribute to one, if you're hungry, the protein can help sustain you, as well as leveling out your blood sugar again, because sometimes when your blood sugar strikes or if it drops, it can affect your energy levels. It can affect your stress. It can also affect, like, directly affect your mood, because if you're just fatigued, if you feel tired, if you feel low as far as the energy is concerned, then you can be more moody. You can be more just cranky, stressed out, you feel more overwhelmed. So that can definitely help. Second is my ultimate favorite, hot water with lemon. Now, the reason behind this is that one, it can stimulate, it's kind of thought of as like a cleansing beverage. So it can help yourself just like eliminate some just waste, just if you need to just use the restroom, so it can help eliminate that, as well as the fact that the lemon does, it's acidic and it's tart, and that can help you wake up. So it can make you a little bit more perked up versus having, you know, draining yourself with coffee, especially if you tend to like fancy coffees with like macchiatos and mochas that have a lot of sugar and just other things, sugar, fat, carbs, and things like that. And so it does help to, you know, kind of perk you up, wake you up, give you a clear head, because like then you just feel a little bit more alert and you feel like you can tackle the list of to-do things that you do have. And then also dark chocolate. It can be good, right? If you enjoy dark chocolate. And so It helps our brain to release endorphins, which are, for those of you who may not be familiar with endorphins, they are considered like our feel good hormones. You know, it makes us feel good. And so, and it can also help lower blood pressure. So, it can help boost. It's good. It's good for you as far as the fact, and everything in moderation, but it's good for boosting endorphins and serotonin levels, which is really good. And then also cashews, which I'm interested in, because I'm gonna try this, because I actually personally love almonds, but cashews contain a lot of magnesium and tryptophan. I'm not quite sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but it can, but it does, tryptophan. So it can help you just relax a little bit. And it does help you to, because it has zinc, which can help boost your immune system, which may be under attack during stressful times. Because sometimes, well, a lot of times when we're stressed out, our immune system, takes a hit, and then you can get sick and things like that as well. So that is definitely another thing to snack on as well for you. And then last but not least, I did want to share with you guys simply, when this is like an easy to go, but like a to-go snack that you can have, but bananas with almond butter. Now, bananas, they have a lot of vitamin B6, which also helps boost serotonin levels within your body. And then almond butter, again, that has the protein the levels of protein and fat content that can help stabilize your blood sugar. And so that definitely can help you, and it's on the go. You can just have also, if you wanted, the banana. I love bananas. I don't always have them with almond butter, but I love almond butter with apples. And apples, I love them, and I like to take them with me, especially during my hectic days, and just eat them, because it also helps with the fiber. It helps you feel fuller. And so, and again, that can definitely help with, sometimes we're cranky because we're hungry and we're stressed out because we really are hungry and we need to eat something healthy that will help level out our blood sugar as well. And so those are some tips for you guys as what we can eat and enjoy instead of things that are not as healthy for us, and make wiser decisions. And so hopefully this episode has kind of helped shed some light on stress eating and what we can change, and that it's okay, and don't feel that you're the only one dealing with stress eating, but we all are, and that it's something that we can help and that we can get a handle on with as well. And so you have been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and I will talk to you guys next time.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.